many preachers and teachers have taught and preached on the subject of the Holy Spirit, but none has been more thorough and said it in as few words as our master teacher. Listen to what he said in John 15 and verse 26. But when the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatever I have said unto you. When he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He will receive of mine, and shall show it to you. This reminds me what Jesus spoke of his own self. He said, I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is true, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. And if any man will do his will, he shall know the doctrine, whether it be of God, or whether I speak of myself. And in John chapter 8 and verse 28, Jesus said, When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you shall know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak these things. Jesus is saying, while I am down here, I'm not speaking the things of my own self. I am being taught by the Father. And as the Father has taught me, Jesus said, I speak these things. I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and you that which you have seen with your Father. Jesus was not in a one-man ministry. Jesus' ministry came directly from God. His words, his deeds came directly from the Father. This is what he's saying about the Comforter, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of truth, that he is not going to be speaking of himself, but only that which he hears from the Heavenly Father will he speak. Did you know that the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost is found almost 200 times in the New Testament? There's got to be a reason for that. Let us not forget that our life and our being is all wrapped up in the workings of the Holy Spirit in our life. No one has ever had said more about the Holy Ghost and with fewer words. So I would say that our view of the Holy Ghost should be drawn from the words of the Master. Jesus taught not only was the Holy Ghost a person, that he was also deity. Had the Holy Spirit not been of the Blessed Trinity, he could not have accomplished the works ascribed to him by Jesus. Only a divine person can convict men of sin, regenerate the sinner's heart, cast out demons. Jesus plainly states that the association of deity was in the Spirit, and as to the character of the Spirit, which is indicated in the various titles that Jesus used of him, each of which carries its own significance. Jesus called him the Spirit of truth. He is so called because he inspired holy men to understand the truth, then send it forth. The Spirit is not only the revealer of truth, he witnesses to the truth. The teachable minds of the apostles found that they were impressed of the truth that Jesus taught and that it was quickened by the Holy Spirit. Jesus had promised that the Holy Spirit would lead his followers into all truth. Promises of the future light and leadership of the Spirit had to be coupled with obedience to qualify for this increased gift of revelation. Jesus believed that his disciples would remember the truths that he taught them through the power of the Holy Ghost, bringing them to their remembrance. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.